Happy Monday, everybody. Kicking off a brand new week here of Toe the Germ Radio and Toe the Germ Radio Rocks. I got a bunch of shows for you this week. And, we're going to go 4 mornings in a row. So I hope you're ready to rock and roll Toe the Germ style. My name is Bay Ragney, bringing you all the music this week, as well as live entertainment on Thursday night. We'll be live for our normal 3-hour show at 8 p.m. on Thursday night for Toe the Germ Radio. Myself, Nick Wilkinson, Jimmy Giannetti, Kristen Burr, and more. But until then, we got 4 shows during the week to bring you up to date in the world of music. So, on episode number 110 of Toe the Germ Radio Rocks, episode 1 of the week, today's special is the band Zero Theorem. And I got to talk to Caesar, lead singer of the band, last week. We had a really cool conversation. We talk about their debut EP getting ready to come out this week on May 4th. It's called Ataraxis. And these guys are based out of the LA area. So I guess we should just get into it. Let's do the interview. Let's bring you Zero Theorem. Here's myself with Caesar, and you get to learn about the band much more. And make sure you check them out. Go to the band's website, like their central hub of everything. It's zerotheoremband.com. And you can get all the details and where to pre-order the EP or, you know, do the Spotify thing. Everybody's going on the Spotify. It's like the world is leaving, actually owning music and just kind of renting it. So, anyway, here he is. Here's Caesar of Zero Theorem.
Is this the one and only Caesar from Zero Theorem?
It is. How are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good. Doing well.
Cool. So, some interesting things about the band I read, investigate, and check out, and a couple of things that really stood out that shows like the real true modern world that we're living in of music is you actually like started the band with your cousin via the world of email and digital email and songs back and forth with each other.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I was living in Chicago and he was living in Los Angeles. And we started sending digital files back and forth to one another. And, we started to build the songs in that way on, over our, you know, DOS system, and that's how the band began.
That's pretty wild. Because he's not actually in the band right now, right?
He does everything, he's basically behind the scenes, so he does everything, still involved in songwriting and all the decisions. He's my creative partner, business partner, and all that. He just doesn't play live at the moment.
Is that something like, was like the plan all along? Like he didn't want to be the guy on stage or doing tours and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, he's not interested in that. He'd rather work behind the scenes, so... I think it works well for us because it gives me someone to soundboard, you know, talk off and figure out some ideas. So
that's pretty wild. Now, did you guys did you always have like a distance between you as cousins, or like were you just like in the same area at one point, maybe played in bands together? Or
we had actually always talked about starting something years ago when we were little, and we were always close. I mean, he's like a brother to me, so grew up together and all that. And yeah, it was just I think he was in for a visit, I believe, and we were just talking about, you know, maybe we should throw some ideas just for the hell of it and see what we get. And it certainly blossomed in a lot more.
Right. Now, you you're originally from Chicago, and you went out to LA. Did you were you scared to make that move because it's different? Like now, I mean, like you see how you guys did it through email and all, and it's not like the glory years of, you know, late '80s, early '90s, and the blossoming Sunset Strip scene. So were you kind of nervous, like, ooh, I'm going to LA, and it's not like it used to be.
Right. And I had heard that, you know, the scene might have waned a little bit since back then. But there's actually a super vibrant music scene still in L.A. And it really is almost a lot more eclectic now. So it's and the thing is about Los Angeles is a lot of musicians go out there to, you know, follow their dreams and stuff like that. So it's not as if. it's something that's not loaded with talented people everywhere you go. And it's interesting now. It's, you know, it might not be, like you said, the Sunset Strip old days, but you can still find a lot of rock and metal on Sunset Strip and at Whiskey and Viper Room, in addition to other places in Southern California.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was just wondering, because, I mean, I'm guessing I'm probably at least 10 to 15 years older than you. That was my era, was the 80s. I was a teenager growing up in that time. So, like, that was, like, always the dream of being on Sunset Strip at that time. And seeing now, from what I see is I see a lot of, a lot of those bands still kicking around and still playing the strip out there and all. But you don't really see the newer bands, like, getting the quote-unquote street cred of L.A. like they used to. You know what I mean? So I was kind of surprised when I saw that you were actually out there in L.A. I'm like, wow, like, are the newer bands getting props out there like they should?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we're actually, at least in Southern California, you know, if you take it as a whole, there's a lot of bands that come out of, you know, even Anaheim and Huntington Beach, right. And whether it be just straight up more of like a classic rock vibe or a metal vibe. And I've actually found it interesting that a lot more bands than I thought came from LA in the scene. So, yeah, believe it or not, it's I think it's almost a growing scene again, as far as rock and metal goes.
That's cool. That's super cool. Now, the other thing too, that, like, I was saying, there was two things that really stood out to me that, you know, shows us the modern world of music going on. And, like, when I get got the list from your PR guy of all the things happening, like, the first couple things on the list are how your first single has been added to Spotify and Apple Music and Google Play. And I'm just like, wow, it's just like, and I've been having this conversation this week with some friends, like, it's really so vital to get on these streaming services now. It may, not from a financial point, but just from an outlet.
Yeah, just as an exposure standpoint, really. I mean, a lot of we've definitely had a big group of fans come over and say, you know, hey, we want more music than just area, because they heard us on one of those stations or whatever. And you really need it now, because there's so much on the internet and in the way of everything, really, but music as well. And if you're going to kind of cut through things, you need to be on these playlists that a lot of people are part of, you know?
Right. It's all about the playlist now. Get on those playlists.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, you guys have the, Your debut coming out on May 4th, and it's actually an EP. Like, is that kind of like another reason behind like the thinking of that, like going for the EP instead of the full length? Is, you know, you can do an EP and get some music out there and get like the name out there and get on these streaming services, and then boom, follow it up on another EP or a single or something like that.
Right, definitely. I mean, the world's definitely changed in that regard, where people just want music, you know, and it's maybe less of a, and I'm not a fan, I guess I do kind of like the old, big LP every, you know, couple years. I do like that and still strive for us to get there. But at the same time, it's really, fans just want your music out, you know, even if you're giving them one song here and there, and then a, you know, six song EP here, and it's really changed in that regard. So, yeah, it's definitely a different world.
It really is. It's funny, because I've been, like, dead set against, like, the whole Spotify thing and all that. And a buddy of mine kept saying to me, he's like, dude, just, you have to do it. Like, it's really, really good. It's worth it in the long run. And I finally gave in and signed up this week. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I get it. Like, from the fan standpoint, I get it. From the musician standpoint, yeah. I feel bad. I really feel bad and guilty about it.
Yeah, well, it's different, but, you know, we have to roll with the punches. And I think it's, in one thing, you know, a lot of us are fans too, you know, so we get to see from that standpoint, you know, it is nice having 1,000 songs right away together, and it's not going to be the same thing. But now they have, streams count as sales and everything else, and they're trying to make that conversion. And yeah,
Right.
it's a brave new world, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So the now with the EP, are you guys doing like physical copies as well, possibly LPs, or just doing digital, or?
We do have physical copies, yes. We'll have them at the shows for now, and we'll also be, I'm sure, putting it on a store in a few months here as well. And fans can always ask us, and we'll be happy to send as well.
Very, very
And
cool.
the LP or the records are something that we're looking to do maybe down the line because they're cheap, as you might know. But it's definitely a cool thing, and I like how it's kind of come back, because vinyl is definitely an interesting audio form.
Yeah, I wonder too, like, if people, like, the way I was looking at it is like, all right, yeah, I can have like the Spotify, but like from a collector standpoint, I would choose vinyl over anything, and just I would just like to have the vinyl of these things.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that just it has a cool vibe to it. And when you go to somebody's house who has, 5,000 records, it's just cool. It's just cool, you could sit back and kind of get back in the 60s or 70s and the heyday of it, and feel like you're there again, so.
Right. Now, yeah, with the EP, you guys worked with Kane Churko, who worked with Five Finger Death Punch, which I hear, you can. It's funny because you can hear, his, I guess, his influence between you guys and Five
Sure.
Finger Death Punch. Yeah.
Sure, definitely. Definitely, yeah. They have their signature sound. Kane is dead, and they, they that's something that we were interested in the first place,
Sure.
and something that why we called them, because we enjoyed their production so much. Not just Five Finger, but many other bands like In This Moment and Gemini Syndrome, Papa Roach, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, he definitely brought a lot to the table as far as the sound goes, and also it was just great working with him because of his creativity and his knowledge, and he really made us explore different territories that we might not have been seeing ourselves as far as like a strength of the band and that kind of a thing. And yeah, we're working together already with new music as well, and it's exciting. We're kind of starting to hit our stride, so.
Nice. Now, it's the fact that I didn't hear music from you guys before, like you would work with Kane, but like the vibe I get, like especially with like Five Finger, and it came across with you guys too. It just sounds big. You know what I mean? Like that arena rock big sound.
Right. Yeah, definitely. There's something to their production style that does that. It just makes everything large, like you said, and that's fine by us, it's big and better, right? I mean, we're not gonna we're starting out, we're a young band, but it's exciting to think about the future like that.
Nice. Go big or go home, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The first single and video is out. It's called Area. What's that tune about?
Area is about the identity of one's will, and basically every time you find a new religion or relationship or workplace environment, you struggle to figure your identity in that place anew. And Area basically is just a song about that and trying to find your way and what is home, what is your identity within any
Right.
type of new environment.
It gets deep there, man.
little
Little bit.
bit.
So, how about like touring plans? You guys looking to get on a tour or?
Yeah, we are actually. We've been talking about it for a while, and it looks like, although it's not official as of yet, but if fans want to, or if you want to check out the Bands in Town app, I'm sure we'll be up soon with, we're trying to get something going in June. So
nice.
It should be fun. At least we're going to try to tour the Southwest here and a little bit and get us going, because we need to get on the map here.
Right on. How long have you guys actually been together now as a band?
The current group has been together probably under a year. We just kind of finished coming together, and with Jake on drums and Eloy on bass and Max on guitar. So it's we quickly gelled. We also have substitute musicians in case anyone's, you know, busy or anything like that. So, and everyone's kind of a really easily meshed in, and a lot of talented guys that we're working with. So it's we're excited about going out and playing.
You know, that's like a whole new thing that really blows my mind, because I'm out here in the Philadelphia area, and I'm seeing it more and more with a lot of the local bands, because like a handful of the guys have hooked up with some nationals, and they're filling in and they're going out on tour. And, you know, the local bands are playing slots here and there, and they have fill-in guys, and I'm just like, it's like a whole, it really is a whole new world. Like, at every level, there's
fill-in guys. You didn't see that as often before. You're right. Yeah. You did not see that as often before. Now it's kind of like, yeah, go ahead and play drums, you know. It's like, I think it speaks to the amount of talent too that a lot of musicians have, and how they can pick things up. And it kind of shocks me, to be honest, how good these guys are in such a short order. So but yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, you can kind of pick up somebody and not lose a step.
Yeah, like there's a band out here called Mach 22, and the bass player, he's been touring with the band Tantric, and he's out on tour with them, and then he'll come back and he's plays a show here with one of the five bands he's in here, and then he's back out on the road like seven nights a week. The dude's playing, and I'm just like, how the hell is he doing it? I don't get it.
Yeah, that is the definition of a professional musician right there. So
yeah, totally.
And he's able to pick up any, you know, a bunch of different sets and be able to roll right in, which is pretty cool. Yeah. Obviously a talented guy.
Yeah. Wow. So, all right. So where May 4th is the big day, the big release day. The EP is called Ataraxis.
Yes.
It's going to be available throughout all the digital spectrums. People can get physical copies at shows, and the website, I guess they'll be available on the website as well.
Yeah, at some point we're going to have the physical copies available on the website as well, but you can definitely get the digital in the time being, and it's only $4. And, you know, like I said, if people want a physical copy, all they got to do is email us or Facebook us, and we'll get that done for them.
Nice. Yeah, come on, people. $4, six songs. It's a bargain, right? Come on.
Yeah, it's a bargain.
Yeah,
we're already, okay. I'm pretty sure it's already on, you know, 20 illegal sites, but you know, helping us out with $4 is, you know, less than your latte or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Too much to ask.
Skip your Starbucks for today and pick
right,
up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We'd appreciate it big time, and then maybe get your Starbucks too. But yeah. You know.
Oh, too funny. Cool. Caesar, this has been a lot of fun, man. I wish you guys a lot of luck, and hey, I hope you guys can make it out here to the East Coast and hit Philly, and you know.
For sure, man. Yeah, definitely.
Get a couple of beers instead of Starbucks, though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Well, yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, dude. We're going to spin a live for everybody, too. So let them hear that, and then they got to pay for the rest.
Yeah, sounds good.
Take care, man.
All right, thanks. You too.
Bye. If we leave that in any of the lines, would we be there already gone? We'll be right back.
like me.
Theorem. That is the first single. There's also a video for that as well. It's called Area. That's off the brand new debut EP coming out this week on May 4th. It's called Ataraxis. Like I said earlier, go to the band's website, the Central Hub, to get all the info, details, etc., etc., etc. It's zerotheoremband.com at zero T-H-E-O-R-E-M band.com. Check them out. And also, check us out. Totally Driven Entertainment, Totally Driven Radio. Look for us, like us, love us, follow us. We're all over the world of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, you can like listen to us like everywhere. We're even on Spotify. So make sure you look for us. We're on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. I might even missed a couple. But anyway, like us, love us, follow us, and listen to us. And myself. Bay Ragney. Check me out. I'm on Facebook and Twitter too. Hit me up. So there you go. Until tomorrow morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another episode of TDR Rocks. Tomorrow morning's episode, we're going to be talking to guitar player extraordinaire of the band Corners of Sanctuary. So tune in and check that out. Until next time, everybody, remember, stay driven. See ya.